Best External Drives for Backup, Storage, and Portability by Gordon Maung on October 18th in PC World. Your desktop setup is incomplete without an assist from external storage. Anyone who uses a PC should have an external drive. It's not only a useful means of data backup and storage, it also allows you to transport files from your desktop or laptop to another device. Xbox One X users as well would be wise to invest in an external drive as a way of augmenting the console's measly 1 terabyte hard drive. The external drive needs to be USB 3.0 compatible and will be formatted when you insert the drive. The Best External Drives 2019. Western Digital My Passport 5 terabyte. The Best External Backup Drive on Amazon.com. Samsung T5 SSD Best External Performance Drive on Amazon.com. Samsung Portable SSD X5 Best Portable Thunderbolt 3 Drive, Samsung.com. The question is, which external drive is right for you? To answer that, we've combed through our reviews of both external hard drives and SSDs to pick the top drives we've tested. We'll also walk you through what you need to know to buy the best external drive for your needs. Many backup drives from Western Digital or Seagate come with their own backup software. If, however, you're using a no-name drive, you'll want good backup software. We know most folks just want to buy a backup drive and go. But for those who want to roll your own, we're now seeing fairly inexpensive enclosures that let you drop in your M.2 NVMe PCIe SSD. Best External Drive Backup. Western Digital My Passport 4 Terabyte. $98.49 on Amazon. Our pick for the best portable external backup drive for 2019 is Western Digital's My Passport 5 Terabyte Drive. Why? Well, you can never have enough, can you? Sure, the 4-terabyte version is actually a tick lower in cost per terabyte, but that extra space can be invaluable if it allows you to jam all your valuable files onto this drive before gently placing it in a safe. After all, they don't call it bulk storage for nothing. Runner-up, Seagate Backup Plus Portable. $129.99 on Amazon. Our runner-up for this popular category is Seagate's Backup Plus Portable. Like the Western Digital above, it's a USB 3.1 Gen 1 5 gigabits per second drive. It tops out at 5 terabytes in a single drive and can also be had in 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte, and 4 terabyte capacities. There's even a fast 4-terabyte version that uses 2 hard drives in RAID for more performance. In our tests of the 4-terabyte version, we found the Seagate to be slightly faster with large file transfers, think movies, but worse with small file transfers, think office documents. It's still a worthy runner-up, though. Best Performance USB Drive. Samsung T5 SSD on Amazon. Remember that scene in Office Space where Peter Gibbons is desperately trying to save files to disk before getting out of the office? Yeah, MMK. If you need ultra-fast performance in a package that you can put in your pocket, look no farther than Samsung's T5. Not much larger than a book of matches, the T5 comes in sizes from 500 gigabytes to 2 terabytes. The best part is its speed. The drive features a USB 3.1 Gen 2 10 gigabytes per second over USB Type-C. And no, unlike most USB thumb drives, this baby doesn't hit the wall when writing files. It can write 20 gigabytes of files in just 110 seconds. If it's a single large file, it'll write it in 58 seconds. SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD, 1 terabyte, $169.99 on Amazon. The Extreme Portable SSD's convenient form factor trumps the drive's slight performance deficit compared to the Samsung T5. With its fast USB 3.1 Gen 2 10 gigabits per second capability, this is currently our favorite portable SSD. Runner-up. The new drive here is the runner-up, which some may consider an even better pick than Samsung T5, the SanDisk Extreme Portable. Our review gives it 4.5 stars and an Editor's Choice Award. It's a seriously fast USB 3.1 Gen 2 10 gigabits per second drive. Just not quite as fast as the Samsung T5. You might still choose it instead of the Samsung T5 because it's more comfortable with its rubberized grip finish. It also comes with a nifty combo cable that adapts to old-school square-type USB-A and also works with USB-C ports. The SanDisk Extreme Portable displaces the SanDisk Extreme 900 drive, but that's fine because the Extreme 900 is, well, pricey at $700. For 1.92 terabytes, it's hard to justify over the Extreme Portable's $521 for 2 terabytes. Best Portable Thunderbolt 3 Drive. Samsung Portable SSD X5, $599.99 on Samsung. Portable Thunderbolt 3 drives have been long overdue, but we're happy to recommend Samsung's new Portable SSD X5. Let's just say it's stupidly fast and kind of like putting a scorching Samsung 970 Pro in an enclosure that fits in your pocket, not giving up much performance at all. Notice that we don't say best portable performance Thunderbolt 3 drive, because by very definition, a Thunderbolt 3 drive should be blazingly fast. The only reason we're not universally recommending the portable SSD X5 is a relative parity of Thunderbolt 3 ports on PCs. You'd need to be driving a brand new Dell XPS 13 or HP Spectre X360 13 to be able to use Thunderbolt 3. What you need to know before you buy: capacity and price. External drive shopping can pull you deep into specs and features, but the most important two numbers for most consumers are capacity and price. Many assume the lowest cost drive gets you the most value, but it often doesn't. In fact, dollar for dollar, it's often the worst deal. For example, we took the Western Digital Black My Passport portable drive and compared the prices of the 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte, 4 terabyte, and 5 terabyte drive on capacity and price. Keep in mind, this is one drive on one day, October 10th, 2017, and just one vendor, Amazon, but it illustrates the point. 5 terabyte, 5,000 gigabytes, cost $150. Cost per gigabyte, 3 cents. Cost per terabyte, $30. 4 terabytes, 4,000 gigabytes, cost $105. Cost per gigabyte, 3 cents. Cost per terabyte, $26. 2 terabyte, 2,000 gigabytes, cost $70. Cost per gigabyte, 4 cents. Cost per terabyte, $35. 1 terabyte, 1,000 gigabytes, cost $60. Cost per gigabyte, 6 cents. Cost per terabyte, $60. My 1 terabyte drive may seem like the cheap deal, but it's actually the worst deal based on capacity. If you look at the chart above, you can see the worst deal is that $60 1TB hard drive, while the 4TB nets the most storage capacity for the money. In fact, the price of the 1TB hard drive has actually increased slightly from earlier this year when it was $58. The price of the 4TB drive has also come down slightly from this spring when it cost $29 per terabyte. So yes, if you're buying an external drive, you pay more for the lowest capacity. However, this doesn't mean you should automatically shell out for that 4TB drive. In the end, it still costs more. If you don't really need the storage capacity of a 4TB drive, put that extra cash towards something you actually do need. Interface. The vast majority of drives today are USB drives. From there, it gets confusing. Today, the flavors include USB 3.0, USB SuperSpeed, USB 3.1, Gen 1, which is basically USB 3.0, and USB 3.1, Gen 2. For the most part, it doesn't matter which of these versions you get. Beware the much older USB 2.0, though. USB 3.0 allows transfer speeds up to 5 gigabits per second, as does USB 3.1 Gen 1. USB 3.1 Gen 2 is the fastest USB version and can move data up to 10 gigabits per second. No single hard drive today can surpass the throughput of USB 3.1 Gen 1, though. The sleight of hand to watch for is if a drive vendor lists USB 3.1 in the specs without specifying Gen 1 or Gen 2. The only place Gen 2 can help is with an SSD. The good news is that while USB 3.1 Gen 2 used to be only in crazy expensive SSD external drive, it's fairly affordable today. A SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD, that is our runner-up for portable storage, can be had for $125 in a 500 gigabyte capacity. Ports. External ports come with a variety of confusing and esoteric ports. Here's what you need to care about. USB 3.0 Micro B port is the most common port on portable backup drives today. It's basically the same micro USB port used on your phone, but beefed up with more connectors to hit USB 3.0 speeds. It'll hit 5 gigabits per second, and for everything but the fastest portable SSDs, is still fine. USB 3.0 Type B port is the larger, blocky version of the USB 3.0 Micro B. USB 3.0 Type B is often used in larger external drive enclosures, as its name implies. It'll hit USB 3.0 speeds at up to 5 gigabits per second. USB Type-C is the newest of the USB connectors and features a nifty reversible design that's being used on phones, tablets, and PCs. Its most important feature is that it supports up to 10 gigabits per second transfer speeds. The key phrase here is up to. USB Type-C is just the connector and port on the drive or phone, but the rules allow USB Type-C to support faster transfer speeds from USB 2.0's 480 megabits per second to USB 3.0's 5 gigabits per second, and USB 3.1's 10 gigabits per second. So don't get caught up thinking that because a drive you buy has a nifty new interface and port, you'll get awesome speeds. And no, hooking up a hard drive to a USB Type-C port doesn't make anything faster. Outside the theoretical speed advantage of USB Type-C is a power advantage. A standard USB Type-C port on your desktop or laptop should be able to support a minimum of 15 watts. So you should be able to run larger, more power-hungry drives. Thunderbolt 3 was designed as one cable to rule them all, and it's rapidly looking like it will. The port basically adopts a USB Type-C port and connector, but also offers the ability to run pure PCIe at up to 40 gigabits per second. For the performance-minded, Thunderbolt 3 is the natural alternative. One negative, though, it ain't cheap. Our recommended portable, the Samsung Portable SSD X5, is $697 for 1 terabyte of capacity. A 1 terabyte Samsung T5 on USB is only $278. There's no reason to pay extra for a Thunderbolt 3 drive unless it's high performance. A Thunderbolt 3 portable hard drive would be a complete waste of time and money for most people. Thunderbolt 2 is, at this point, a dying port, using a mini DisplayPort connector. It only really gained popularity on Macintosh PCs and is now being put out to pasture. Unless you have an older Mac, there's really no need to invest in a pricier Thunderbolt 2 drive or port today unless it's for legacy support issues. eSATA is another mostly dead port. Made as an extension of SATA, eSATA was a cheap way to get beyond the 60 megabits per second performance of USB 2.0. USB 3.0 put the last nail in its coffin, though. So you can ignore this port today. Like Thunderbolt 2, the only reason to invest in an eSATA drive is for use with older computers. Buy two? There's an old saying that one is none and two is one. You can apply that phrase to space capsule oxygen tanks, plane engineers, or whatever mission-critical system you depend on, including hard drives. The philosophy on external drives used for backups is that copying 10 years' worth of photos onto an external drive and then erasing it on your PC's local drive isn't actually a backup at all. If that drive gets chewed up by the dog or otherwise dies, you've lost it all. If you're paranoid about backups, consider getting 2 backup drives, possibly in different colors, and then alternating complete backups of your PC to the drives every few months. This should mitigate data loss should a drive die. Truly paranoid people will even take the second drive to work, so there's no chance of losing both drives to the same local disaster. How we tested. We use our standard storage test bed to evaluate the performance of the drives we review. It's an Intel 6-core Core i7-5820K on an ASUS X99 Deluxe motherboard with a Thunderbolt 3 card and 32 gigabytes of RAM running Windows 8.1. We use various synthetic benchmarks, including Crystal Disk Mark V as SSD and IOMeter. We also use a manual file copy test where 20 gigabytes of small files and another 20 gigabyte single file are written to and read from the storage drive. The testbed boots to a plain SATA drive, but all targets and sources for drive performance use a 24 gigabyte RAM disk. We also use an ASUS Thunder EX3 discrete Thunderbolt 3 card, an ASUS USB 3.1 10 gigabits per second card for testing. The ASUS card uses an ASMedia 1142 controller.